It's 82 degrees now in Chicago, humidity 47%, wind from the northeast at 6 miles an hour. Time now, 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And before I take over proceedings with a couple of phonograph records, don't you walk away from the microphone, because you never concluded your mother's junket to Detroit. Did you ever come back from the Motor City?
Yes, and she's staying here now with us, Howard, listening every day to you.
Was she listening that day up there in Detroit?
Yes, and she was just thrilled.
Well, wonderful. I bet she went all over town telling everyone, Joe Foss is my boy. Now, but everyone
she
said...
She got free gum from everybody in Birmingham.
Free gum. No, I know your mother. She took plenty of Wrigley Spearmint. Well, we're back on the air on a delightful day, a real summery day in Chicago, and this, of course, will bid farewell to the month of July, because this is the last day in the calendar. After tomorrow, of course, the landlord can come knocking at your door, and when he does... First thing you should say, of course, is have a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Of course, I don't think he'll walk away without the rent, but you can take a chance. I'm sure he'll like Wrigley Spearmint, and I hope that you'll like the records that we have for you today. Let's begin by listening to one of my favorite performers, a young fellow by the name of Billy Leach. He records for the Ballet People. You heard him on interview here just a couple of days before we sailed away for our Canadian junket. And Billy introduced a record that I feel confidently is going to be one of the big hits of the summer season. A swell song that has its legend, of course, down in Florida, where the mailman used to walk the shores of Lake Okeechobee barefoot to deliver the government mail. So here is Billy Leach and his rouser called The Song of the Barefoot Mailman.
Okey, okey.
Okeechobee, Okeechobee,
arachi-poom.
Okeechobee, Okeechobee,
arachi-poom. Okey, Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, sang, sang. Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, song of the barefoot mailman.
Song of the barefoot mailman.
They tell tall tales down Florida land about a famous barefoot man. He walked by night and he walked by day, carrying the mail for the USA from Palm Beach down to Miami. He walked beside the lonely sea, or sand packed hard by the pounding tide, gun in hand and pouch by his side.
Gun in hand and pouch by his side.
Sing it, Okey, Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, sang, sang. Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, song of the barefoot mailman.
Okeechobee,
Okeechobee, arachi-poom. Okeechobee, Okeechobee, arachi-poom. He trudged the dunes and the mangrove swamps where pirates hid and the gators romped. Sharks and barracudas swam, lying in wait for the barefoot man. One gator, wise and fierce and bold, tried to swallow the mailman whole. He fought the gator mad as could be, rode on his back to Miami.
Rode on his back to Miami.
Singing Okey, Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, sang, sang. Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, song of the barefoot mailman.
Okeechobee, Okeechobee, arachi-poom. Okeechobee, Okeechobee, arachi-poom.
A band of savage Indian scouts ambushed the mailman along his route. He stood outnumbered 6-1, only 3 bullets in his gun. He dodged them arrows and fired fast, got 2 at a time with every blast. All 6 face down on the coral sand, trying to stop that government man.
Or trying to stop that government man.
Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, sang, sang. Okeechobee, Seminole, Seminole, song of the barefoot mailman.
It's a real happy song, isn't it? That Billy Leach, a Bally record called The Song of the Barefoot Mailman. Poor old mailman, he didn't get a chance to have Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum when he made those rounds. It wasn't developed then yet. But now it is, and I'll tell you, it's a real pleasant delight for you to offer to your mailman someday. And I don't smile, I mean it. Your mailman comes knocking at your door. Don't do it on the first of the month, because he only brings bills that day. But along about the 15th of the month, when you start loving the mailman again, someday when you happen to be standing at the stoop or the porch when he comes around, why don't you say, here, Mr. Mailman, Have a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You're going to bring a lot of pleasure to not only him, but to anybody that you offer gum to if it's Wrigley Spearmint, because it's a swell product to enjoy. I think the main reason I like Wrigley Spearmint is that I smoke a lot, and because I do, it's sort of nice to freshen up your taste every so often. So between cigarettes, I like a stick of Wrigley Spearmint, and I think that you will too. Between meals, after meal, after your favorite smoke, I suggest Wrigley Spearmint to keep your breath always sweet, your mouth clean and attractive. So why don't you pick up a couple of packs today, Mama, and please Papa with it tonight. Right after the evening meal, serve Daddy and the kids, and you enjoy it too. Wrigley Spearmint. Never spoils your appetite. It's low on calories. It's just a doggone swell treat any time you want it. So pick up a couple of packs, will you, and make certain that brilliant red is printed right on it. It says Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. I always like that kind best because it's the best kind. Here's a real pretty thing done by Betty Johnson, a little girl who has had a couple of big hits nationally. Looks like, or sounds like maybe she might have another one. Betty Johnson with a tune called The Song You Heard When You Fell in Love.
Songs come and go, and yet there's one you won't forget. The song you heard when you fell in love. Though each one has your heart will still embrace the song you heard when you fell in love. You'll hear it and you'll say to the one you adore, they don't write songs today the way they did. Then both your hearts will sing, and you'll feel a touch of spring in the song you heard when you fell in love. La 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 la. Both your hearts will sing, and you'll feel a touch of spring in the song you heard when you fell in love.
You know, every so often a song comes out that spells real magic when it comes to a storyline, and I think that's a perfect example. The song you heard when you fell in love. You talk to the average mama and papa who have been married ever so long. I'll bet one of the things that they remember best about their courtship is one particular song that stood out in their memory. That's because, of course, nature has a wonderful way of making you remember the nice things that have happened to you in your life and sort of forgetting the things that were a little bit less than nice. And I know that courtship, for most of the mamas and daddies listening to us, was a real happy time. And so they look back over the years and they say, oh, I know, we were dancing to a thing like the old gray mare. We were dancing to Barney Google with his Google googly eyes. But whatever it is, pleasant things are always remembered through the media of music. And that's the story here, which is The Song You Heard When You Fell in Love with Betty Johnson. I know probably you've got a picnic coming up this weekend because this is real picnicking weather. These are the days when Mother on Friday and Saturday prepares a whole bundleful of victuals. Wonderful Boston baked beans, maybe, or some nice salmon salad, potato salad, whatever it happens to be that you have in the luncheon basket for the picnic on Saturday and Sunday. Let me suggest one little item that's going to take ever so little room, that's going to bring ever so much pleasure. A pack of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Only 2 or 3 inches long, but boy, it's long on delight and pleasure. And it'll give you so much happiness when the family gets wandering about in the picnic grounds and the groves, And when the mamas play the papas in a game of tennis or putt-putt golf, you all chew Wrigley Spearmint, and it just makes the picnic twice as enjoyable. So plan that little bit of room in your picnic basket for the product I know that all the picnickers like. Wrigley Spearmint. Always good. Remember this fellow Jim Reeves? Country and Western singer did a song called Four Walls not too many weeks ago, and it became a tremendous national hit. As a matter of fact, I think Jim Reeves, along with Marvin Rainwater, bridged the gap between country and Western and the pop field of music just as nicely with a pleasant transition as anybody could possibly do it. Well, Jim Reeves is back with another song, and it's a swell one. It's called Two Shadows on Your Window.
Two shadows on your window. Darling, that you don't want me.
Don't want me.
Guess you've been telling me lies.
Been telling lies.
I know that I have lost you.
Have lost you.
You don't belong. Shadows on
your window.
It's plain for this fool to see.
This fool can see.
I have no love at all, no peace of mind. I came around to call. What do I find? Two shadows on your window.
Your window.
Cuddled in one embrace.
Embraced.
Two shadows on. Taking my place. Yes, someone is taking my place.
Not a pretty thing. That's Jim Reeves with a fine follow-up to Four Walls called Two Shadows on Your Window. Here's an old-time sound, but dressed up in new garb. I think it's a heck of a good record. It's done by Jimmy Dorsey, and it's called J.D.'s Boogie Woogie. Good sound, isn't it? That's Jimmy Dorsey with J.D.'s Boogie Woogie. I'll tell you another good sound. The sound of smacking your lips when you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, and I promise you will, because it's a swell taste always. Why don't you pick up a couple of packs today, Mama? Will you do that? And then please join us tomorrow so we can play some more phonograph records for you. Until then, this is Howard Miller from Chicago for Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you tomorrow, but you'll first see Joe Foss now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, brought to you by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM, Chicago.
For tempting lazy...